and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. More powerful winds are expected to trigger new wildfires that could set back the recent progress made in containing blazes that have destroyed thousands of homes and killed at least 24 people. CBS's Laura Hafley from Los Angeles.
City officials say they've strategically positioned engine strike teams and task forces to respond rapidly to any new fire that breaks out.
A Gaza truce and hostage release could be finalized in this final week of President Biden's term. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We are close to a deal, and it can get done this week. I'm not making a promise or a prediction, but it is there for the taking, and we are going to work to make it happen.
The president addresses his foreign policy legacy. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Making the case that by buoying NATO, by expanding partnerships in the Indo-Pacific, by working to weaken Russia's military and Iran's influence across the Middle East, his has been a successful foreign policy and administration.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. One 16-year-old is dead and another injured after a one-vehicle crash near Almond last night. According to officials, it seems the 2008 Ford Ranger was traveling north on Harding Avenue in Portage County a little after 9 p.m. when it left the roadway and struck a tree. The 16-year-old male driver was pronounced dead at the scene. The 16-year-old female passenger was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Names are not being released, but both teens are from Plainsfield. If you have frozen chicken and cheese taquito products in your freezer from Aldi, you'll want to check the package. There's a recall on Quesa Mamita chicken and cheese taquitos produced on July 3rd and September 25th. Over 24,000 pounds of taquito products are being recalled. They have Best Buy dates of 7/3/25 and 9/25/25 on the bottom panel. A consumer found a piece of metal in the chicken and cheese taquito, and another person reported a dental injury from the product. If you have these in your freezer, you should throw them out or return them to the Aldi where you purchased them. Gas prices fell 3.9 cents last week. The average across the state is $2.97 today. This is 0.8 cents higher than a month ago and 3.2 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say it's been a relatively quiet week with little overall movement on the national average. However, the cold temperatures could impact prices if refiners face disruptions. Oil prices have climbed to their highest level since October, which could soon lead to more noticeable increases in gas prices. Once refinery maintenance season hits and refiners reduce gasoline production, motorists could see increases at the pump. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.60 to $2.79 per gallon. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers season ends in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Eagles 22-10 in the first round of the playoffs. Several Packers players on offense had to leave the game with injuries. Left guard Elgton Jenkins' arm went numb with a stinger. Romeo Doubs with another concussion. Center Josh Myers with a possible fractured leg. And what happened to receiver Jaden Reed?
I dislocated my shoulder. So I tried to go back in, but after I realized I physically couldn't, the trainers did a great job of taking me to go get x-ray and everything.
So the Eagles advance, and they'll play the winner of tonight's game between the Vikings and the Rams. I spoke to Eagles running back Saquon Barkley.
That's football, man. They're a good team. Got credit to them. They did some good things. They're a well-coached team. Got a lot of great players. But at the end of the day, stats don't matter. Only stats that matter is that win column.
NBA, the Bucks' three-game winning streak snapped with a 140-106 loss to the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and cold today, with high temperatures only tapping the single digits and winds blustery, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, making our wind chills feel sub-zero all day long. And a few flurries flying around this evening with no accumulations expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. you stop smoking. Now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the author of Building the Bucks, Jordan Tresky, and talk entertainment with Capital Times reporter Victoria Davis. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, January 13th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today, we're going to talk with our Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We're going to get to know Jake and Connor and some of the gang from there. Right now, though, we have in studio with us our great friends from Savor the Arts. First, we have Executive Director Sally Kistner with us. Sally, always good to see you.
You as well.
And we have with us from the ODC, Ann Lepek. Ann, it's good to see you.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for sneaking in here and everything. Oh, more on why you're here in just a little bit. But we want to welcome, first off, joining us not only in town here very soon, but the great comedian Jeff Allen is on the phone with us right now. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, man. This is really great time to be talking, man.
Really, it really is. And really do appreciate you coming to town, Jeff. Jeff is.
I don't have to get up at 4:30 in the morning. It's a great time.
Right. Anytime. Jeff is going to be in town at the end of the month here, everybody, Friday, January 31st. We'll tell you how you can get tickets and more in just a little bit. But before we start off, Jeff, I do this thing whenever we first get to talk to somebody. I like to get their origin story, a little bit about them. And that's not just because we're both from Chicago. It's not just, although journalistically, I should mention that. But I did want the audience to get to know you a little bit, Jeff. So tell us a little about yourself.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm 68 years old, which I got, you know, which means I have my Medicare card. So I've lived a full life. They didn't say it was going to be there when I hit 65. But I started comedy in Chicago in 1978. And we live in Nashville, my wife and I. We have four grandchildren and two sons and two daughter-in-laws, I guess. They're still together, which is good. And I'm probably busier than I've ever been because of dry bar comedy. And the audience can, if they're not familiar with me, can certainly Google me on dry bar or go to Amazon Prime. I have a couple specials on there that they can look at. That's mm-hmm. it. Just working around.
Yeah. You know? Jeff, who are some of your influences? What got you to want to tell, to be a comedian? What got you into that world?
Oh, it was cheaper than therapy, you know?
Right. Yes.
I was with a therapist and all he did was laugh at me. And I said, you know what? I don't need to pay you for this. I think I should go on the road.
You're going to make them laugh. Might as well make a living at it. Might as well, yeah.
It was so funny. I saw a comic. My brother was a musician when I was 16. He was working a club in Chicago, and some comedians opened for him. And I remember thinking, man, wouldn't that be the coolest job to go up and do that? And it was like, you know, it's not like they have a table set up on career day in high school, you know, mm-hmm. stand-up comic. So anyway, years later, I was working for a jewelry company, and somebody said, let's go to a comedy club. And I said, what's that? And I ended up going to my first comedy club. And that was it. You know, I didn't know I'd ever make a living at it. I just wanted to try it and see if I could do it. I was awful. I mean, really awful, like cringeworthy awful for the longest time. I had a club owner tell me after about a year, he goes, you know, you'll never make any money at this. that kind of, you know, I have the kind of personality. It was like, yeah, okay, well, we'll see about that, buddy. You know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So regardless of the fact that I slept on people's floors for years and never really made any money, I showed him, right?
You know? Yeah.
And I think he passed away before I started making money.
Of course. Isn't that the way?
So my revenge tactic didn't really work.
What I appreciate, Jeff, is not only you sharing that with us, thank you for that, but one of the things that Sally and I like to do when we have guests on is we have a lot of creatives out there listening and a lot of kids in our community and everything. It can be so invigorating, inspiring for them. As you know, I know from just from the acting world and that, and radio, really. But as you know, as a comedian, when you are getting into these worlds, there isn't really necessarily a blueprint on how to make it or who makes it or some of those things. To hear those stories, those early struggles, I think really can help people getting through those moments themselves.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting into any of the arts to be rich and famous, good luck. Mm. I mean, if that's your goal. I just really wanted to do good work. And looking at my journey, you know, starting at 22 and then getting married at 30, 31, I always kind of worked inside out. It really was kind of therapeutic for me, whatever, you know. And I'm a recovering alcoholic and a drug addict. I mean, 38 years I've been sober, but you know, those early years, you know, you're working a bar and you have a drinking problem, and so I talked a lot about that. And you know, some people relate to that. Most people don't, you know. And then mm-hmm. I got married and started talking about my wife and kids and stuff. And then some point in my 30s, I realized I was an uneducated moron, and I started educating myself.
Something about our 30s. Me too. Me too, man. Yeah, it was definitely in my early 30s.
I remember thinking, I'm an idiot, and here I am on stage trying to make a living with words, and I really... I don't have a very large vocabulary. I think I graduated high school with a fourth grade vocabulary based on the testing. So anyway, it was, and then I started reading. And so I always tell young comics, this is, you know, parents will come to me. My son wants to be a comedian. I said, read. Don't just listen and watch YouTube videos. Grab everything you can from People Magazine to Dante to whatever you can find in between. Those are your references. That's where you draw life, because you're not talking about anything new as a stand-up comic. Mm-hmm. There's nothing new under the sun. You know, Ecclesiastes talks about that in the Bible. Mm-hmm. So what you're trying to do is figure out a way to express things in your own voice and in your own point of view and not let the audience know that they've heard this topic 700 times in their life, you know, so it has to be unique from your point of view. And I really didn't hit my stride till I was almost 40, when I really cleaned my show up. It allowed me, I got a thesaurus out. My son got caught cussing at his teacher in fourth grade, and I said to the teacher when we got called in, I'd love to look you in the eye with a straight face and tell you I have no idea where that child heard that kind of language. But unfortunately, that's the way my wife and I talk at home. Mm-hmm. And driving home, my wife said, we need to clean up. This is unbecoming. When you hear it come out of your children's mouth, you know, it's really a reflection on you as a parent. So I got a thesaurus out and started working my routines and seeing if I could clean them up. And it actually made me better at what I do. So...
And I want to kind of piggyback off of that, if you don't mind, Jeff, because I think you're an incredible comedian and very good at what you do. And I would say that years ago. But this growth, this change with your comedy, as you're kind of touching on here, and I want to direct people to jeffallencomedy.com, jeffallencomedy.com, and encourage you to check that out, not only to hear some of this man's great comedic mind, but there's a testimony on here. And if I could just read a line from it: who I was is not who I am. Today, I choose to walk a different path. I was doing my homework for the interview, Jeff, and I came across that, and it stayed with me, man. Growing up, my father was addicted to heroin the majority of my life. It's only been in the last 20 years that my dad has been clean and sober and just been his normal, weird self, who I love so much. I grew up with this. I grew up not just with him, but with a lot of kids in my neighborhood and stuff, and even to this day, seeing people struggling with these things. And we cannot have enough examples of people getting out the other side. enough right. examples of people being brave and vulnerable in sharing these stories, sharing what it was like for them and the light at the end of the tunnel. And to be able to do it with a comedic way of doing that, I think that that's, first off, one of the best ways that people register information is when you're not talking down to them but trying to make them laugh. Whether you make right. them laugh or not, they seem to register this information a lot more. But for you in doing this, I have to ask, what was it like in the beginning of that shift for you? Because I imagine there were people who were supportive and people who might not have been.
Well, I was angry. I really was. The cap came off. Whatever I used alcohol for, it came off and this rage came out. And I was really just spewing a lot of bile for a number of years. I had, my wife occasionally would come out and watch a show, and more often than not, she'd leave in tears. She'd look at me and go, "You must hate me." By the way, I talked about her on stage, and it was a process of just trying to get comfortable in my own skin. I started drinking at 13 or 14. I just wrote a book about it, but yeah, my sister called me, and she was in tears, and she said, "I didn't realize that you started drinking so young." You know, she was a couple years older than me. And I said, "Well, we had our own lives. You know, when you're teenagers, you just kind of go in your own directions. You don't pay attention, you know." And so it was a process of learning, to not believe the lies, because when you have I call it the beast, a beast like alcoholism, the beast will lie to you constantly that you can't make it, you can't live your life without me, you can't, you know, you're going to slip, you're going to. So I went to those 12-step rooms, and they kept me alive. I mean, they gave me hope, that's for sure. I would see people hear their stories without the stories, you know. And this is kind of what Jesus talked about before he left the earth. He said, go be, make disciples. And in other words, tell your testimonies of what I've done, you know, what the Holy Spirit has done for you, you know. And in those rooms, it wasn't about so much faith as it was just looking at guys, and they would tell you the depths of where they had gone and been, and you're looking at them today and they're clear-eyed and their marriages are together and everything. And I would leave there and just go, I want that. I don't know why I can't seem to get it myself. It took me a long time I'm the reason it's an anonymous program. So, yeah, because people, nobody would have looked at me after 5 years and said, "Boy, I want some of that." I call myself a walking scab. Uh-huh. I was a scab, and a lot of things picked at it, and it came out through my comedy, and in a lot of angry ways. And then when Christ captured my heart, and just I realized I can't deny this anymore, and I said, "I'm yours. I belong to you." This peace that washed over me, that's the only thing I can explain to people. I said, "I don't know how to explain it. I don't know what it, you know." It's like the blind man in the Bible, you know. "I was blind and now I see." And they go, "Well, what'd he do? Did he do some hocus pocus? Did he go, you know?" He goes, "I don't know. I really don't know. I just know I was blind and now I see." And all of a sudden, everything just shifted from a different worldview. So it was a different point of view. And I was just I smiled a lot more, you know. Mm-hmm. And the material didn't really change much, because people ask what kind of change. I go, I was already trying to work clean, just because of the problems I had with my son at school and the language. So by the time I hit 40 and said I'm yours, I decided to see if I was in Vegas when 9/11 hit, and I said to my manager, who's Jewish, I said, "You think churches would hire me?" And he goes, "You're asking me, what do I know?" We literally were the blind leading the blind. Mm-hmm. into the, you know. So I came out of all these nightclubs and casinos, and I tell pastors, "I'm ready to work your church," and they weren't all that thrilled, you know. My first year, I did one church. Some brave soul in Pennsylvania hired me to come in and do comedy. And it's been a wonderful, and then Dry Bar 5 years ago changed mm-hmm. my life. It really did. It introduced me to tens of millions of people who didn't know I existed. The internet's an amazing thing.
Could you, before we wrap up with you, Jeff, could you mention what Dry Bar is for the audience?
It's a comedy platform, an app you can go on, or you can just Google it. They have YouTube. They have a YouTube channel as well. It's the largest video library of stand-up comedy in the world right now. And I think, don't quote me on this, but 100, 150 million people worldwide. I mean, I get emails and I get comments from people over in Europe all the time. And when you're coming over, to Sweden, well, you know, if it's just you, probably not anytime soon. If you could figure out how to get 1,000 people out, that would be great. Yeah. But that's it. Adam Carolla, of all people, was interviewing Jordan Harmon, the CEO of Angel Studios, who puts on Dry Bar. And he says, "So what do you guys got, other than movies?" He goes, "Well, we got Dry Bar." And he goes, "What's that?" And he goes, tells him it's $150 million. And Carolla turns around and says, "All right, I need to do a Dry Bar." And they go, "Well, you got to be clean." And he goes, "Oh, I think I can swing that." Anyway, he just taped his first Dry Bar.
Oh, right on. Yeah. Encourage people to check.
Anyway, they can go and look up hundreds and hundreds of comedy. It's all clean. It's family oriented. You can sit with your kids and watch it all. And some's good, some's not. I mean, it's comedy subjective. So it's a nice library.
You're going to hear Jeff Allen in town here. Go to jeffallencomedy.com to get a preview of that, jeffallencomedy.com. And Jeff, when you, safe travels getting here, enjoy yourself. We're going to make sure that we got a great crowd for you to cheer you on and laugh and just really listen and have some fun.
Yeah, it's a great night. Yeah. And I always tell people it's much better live. If you enjoy, even like what you see online, it's 10 times better live. I'm a much better performer live. So
we cannot wait. And we're going to give you a good crowd, man. Thanks so much for joining us, Jeff.
Thanks,
have a great day.
All right. God bless you guys. Have a great day.
Man, that was great. Jeff is amazing. A wonderful time with him. Just really appreciate how honest and brave he is with his comedy. JeffAllenComedy.com is the website to check out, everybody. I have two people who are also very good at what they do with me right now. Sally Kistner, Executive Director of the Arts Council, and Ann Lepek from ODC. And as much as I love seeing you, Ann, I'm not... Why are the ODC here? Am I combining interviews, Sally? Is that what we're doing? Oh, no, Ann's here for a much very good reason.
She is. When I heard Jeff Allen's story of sobriety... for 38 years, and his passion that he has for programs that for recovery. We did some research and we found that Opportunity for Hope, which is associated with ODC, was this type of program. So we decided to do a fundraiser, and $3 of every ticket sold for this show will be donated, as well as a separate tab for donations if you'd like to donate in addition to the $3. So I'll turn it over to Ann to explain a little about it.
Thank you. Thank you, Sally. And thanks for being here.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me. It's always great to be here. And I know, James, you and I have talked quite a bit about Opportunity for Hope, which is our mental health clinic outpatient mental health clinic that was started here in Wisconsin Rapids back in 2019. And as we know, just the need for mental health services has just exploded. And so we're really thrilled to have the opportunity to be able to provide some mental health services to our community, to our local schools, and really be able to be that resource kind of in the central Wisconsin area. So we're really excited. And when Sally called and said, "Hey, we'd like to do this," What a great opportunity, and I'm looking forward to meeting Jeff as well and hearing more about his story.
Ann, would you mind giving a bit of a synopsis of what Opportunity for Hope is, in case anybody out there may be unfamiliar with it?
Sure. So Opportunity for Hope is an outpatient mental health clinic. I know a lot of people originally feel like, because it's located within ODC, that they feel that it's for people that are just participating in ODC, but that is not the case. It's actually open to the public. So anybody seeking mental health therapy and counseling, it's open to anyone in the community. I think what's real unique about what we are offering is that we do offer sliding fee scale and also accept Medicare and Medicaid along with additional commercial insurances. And so really our goal is to be accessible for everybody in the community to have the opportunity to get some mental health services if they need it.
And we'll tell you how you can find out more before we wrap up. Thank you for that, Anne. Appreciate it. And always good to have you here with us. Sally, I think a lot of us see what you're seeing with this. When you saw the connection of the opportunity for hope and Jeff's story and putting these worlds together, I think a lot of people can relate to this. I talked to Jeff off air a little about what. I'm no comedian, but I remember finding out really early in life that comedy, that laughter is the greatest medicine there is. And it's not just for the body, but for the mind that this is. And trying to make my mom and dad laugh, they were my first audience. And trying to just entertain them. And Jeff has a similar story. And there's a lot of people out there that can relate to that. But it also speaks to, I think, one of the ways that we get stronger as a world, stronger as everything from a community to a country to a world, where we're a little more open about these things. We're talking about them more. And what is a great way to do that? Comedy. Making people laugh. Taking things a little light on such a heavy topic. It's something that I think we as human beings are mastering more and more as we go along. And mental health is really helping us with this. It's a really perfect combination, I think. And a great opportunity, hopefully, while this is, we're going to have a great time. We're going to laugh. We're going to enjoy ourselves. All those things. One of the things that I hope comes from this, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this, is the conversations that can come up afterwards or anything about sharing, you know, I relate to what he was saying here, and maybe you haven't talked about it before, but this gives you the opening to be able to talk about it.
I'd also like to mention, Jeff referred to his book, Are We There Yet? I started it this weekend, and I'm about halfway through, and I highly recommend it. It's so cool to get a flavor of what the person is like before you meet them or see them performing, and it's an awesome book.
And just really quickly, did also want to mention, as we're going to get into the details, how you can get tickets and everything. This is the name of the tour. They changed it a little bit. The Human Condition, We're Still Not There Yet. Great job by them, by the way. That's a great name. But just in case you see your tickets a little different or anything like that, that there's just a slight change to it. Still the same show, just a bit of a different name. And Sally, for people that want to get tickets and want to find out more, how can they do that?
Tickets are $47 for adults and $10 for students, as usual, and you can obtain them through the Arts Council, savorthearts.com 24/7, or come and see us at 1040 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Our office hours are 10 to 2:30 Monday through Thursday, or give us a call, 715-424-2787.
And keep in mind that $3 from each adult ticket purchase for Jeff, this show will be donated to Opportunity for Hope. And thank you again for that and doing this, and to you and to the, everybody out there doing this. And if people want to find out more, just send them to the website. Should we odcinc.com?
Yep, that's correct. Just go to odcinc.com and check out our services, and you'll see there's a mental health services tab, and all the information will be there that you need.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. Again, odcinc.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Jeff Allen's website, jeffallencomedy.com, jeffallencomedy.com. Be sure to check that out as well. And, of course, our friends at Savor the Arts not only have this great show coming up, but a couple of more shows before the end of the year. Get your tickets for those. We'll be talking to Sally more about those as they get closer. But savorthearts.com, savorthearts.com. Be sure to check that out. Both of you, great show, great way to kick off our week here at midday. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you, everybody, right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you see a sick or dying bird, you shouldn't touch it. Marshfield City officials are reinforcing the DNR's advice to minimize contact with wildlife that looks sick because of avian influenza. Several wild geese were found on the ice at Wildwood Park's upper and lower ponds in December. These were not zoo animals and were removed after ice conditions were safe. Soon after, a barn owl and crow were also found dead. The avian influenza tests on them are still pending. The animals at Wildwood Zoo are being monitored, and currently, all animals in the zoo are free from illness. If you keep backyard chickens, you should remain vigilant and practice good hygiene. If you see sick or dying birds, you should report them to the DNR. High school students can submit designs for next year's Wisconsin State Park and Forest vehicle admission passes. This is for all high school-age students in Wisconsin. The artwork should focus on outdoor recreation, animals, or plants in the state. Steve Schmelzer is the Parks and Recreation Management Bureau Director. He said this is a great opportunity for students to blend their artistic passion and interest in our natural resources. The vehicle admission passes provide access to more than 60 state park, forest, and recreation area properties across Wisconsin. The design contest is open now through April 30th. There are two workshops in Portage County this week to hear your feedback on making Portage County a more bicycle and pedestrian-friendly place. The county is updating their bicycle and pedestrian plan, and they want your input on future infrastructure and programming. The first workshop is on January 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. It'll be at Mid-State Technical College on Center Point Drive in Stevens Point. The second workshop will be January 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Jensen Community Center in Amherst. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Audrey Hepburn is considered one of the greatest movie stars of all time. Ariana Grande is just getting started with her big screen career comparatively, but there are rumors that she might play the iconic classic Hollywood Oscar winner in an upcoming biopic. Nothing has been confirmed, but it sounds like the Wicked actress is really interested in such a role, telling Access Hollywood that she has always been enamored with old Hollywood. Speaking of Grande, Wicked was just released on video on demand, and it's no surprise that one of the biggest movies of 2024 is seeing sales through the roof. The film is now available to stream in the U.S. and Canada. Wicked pulled in $26 million on its first day of digital release, according to Variety, and ended up with $70 million after its first week. The nice thing about watching Wicked at home is you will not have strangers standing up and singing along. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, a low near 5 below, wind chills to 20 below. Sunny and up to 10 above for a high tomorrow. Warmer Wednesday with sun, low 20s. Continued warming Thursday and Friday, temps well into the 30s before much colder air returns for the weekend. Currently, it's 6.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, will be in with a Tuesday Tangent with Lukester. What's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, January 13th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. And welcoming into the studio our new friends. We have Jake Adams, Assistant General Manager, with us. Jake, say hi to everybody, please.
How we doing out there, Wisconsin Rapids?
And we have Connor Philippi. Am I saying that right?
That's right.
All right. Connor is with us, Marketing and Media Manager. Thanks for being here, Connor.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for listening.
And we are talking Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, everybody. Oh, did you feel that? It got warmer. It just got warmer, just mentioning baseball. I should, with this being Midday Magazine and everything, I should go ahead and get out of the way right away. There is no journalistic integrity with this interview. We love our Rafters. We love baseball. We're just going to have some fun with this interview and get to know the guys here a little bit. And I say that jokingly, but I'm not kidding. I mean, this community, and we were talking about it in our pregame a little bit, guys. This community, the way that they root for their local teams, the way they support their teams is like nothing that I've ever seen. I've lived all around this country, and I have never seen anything the way that they love this team, the way that they support their Rafters. It's going to be a lot of fun, the 2025 season. We'll get into the Hot Stove event, some of the new faces, the schedule. But before we do all of that, guys, I love to ask people their origin stories. I like to get to know people. Jake, let's start with you. Let us know a little bit about yourself, man.
Well, pretty easy going guy. I have been working in baseball for my short sports career. I started off with a team in Minnesota, small town Wilmer, Minnesota. Same league as the Rafters, just on the other side. Started as an intern, very small role, had to do a lot. Connor and I actually interned for the same team. That's kind of where we got to meet, but I was hired back as their head of marketing and promotions, had a lot of fun doing that, decided to try something new. I moved out to Charleston, South Carolina, and worked for the single A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays as their manager of promotions and director of fun kind of thing. Side note, I got to work for Bill Murray for a couple of months.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Honestly, one of those things I brag to friends. Yeah, Bill Murray signed my paychecks. He really didn't, but...
Still, you got to put that in there.
Yeah, and loved that experience. Came back to the Midwest because this is my home. I love this area. I love the people out here. I worked for the Minnesota MLS team, the Major League Soccer team, Go Loons. Decided soccer's not really my sport. I felt like Ted Lasso out there. Didn't really know what I was doing. Didn't know what I was watching. And baseball is kind of where I grew up, my favorite sport growing up, so I decided baseball is where I'm going to try and continue the career. I saw the opportunity in Wisconsin Rapids, and once I came out here, I saw how special this place was, like you were mentioning. I came on a random Tuesday to a game, and we were winning by a lot. The crowd didn't go home. Everyone stayed. They were loud. It was the ninth inning. They're making a lot of noise. I have never seen that in my 25 years alive. Never seen a dominant win where the crowd stays in it the whole time. And I felt like Wisconsin Rapids was special. So I wanted to be here, and I wanted to be a part of this Rafters organization, and I'm excited to be here.
You mentioned – thanks for all that, man. I appreciate it. You mentioned getting the chance to work in other sports. Working in those other sports, I imagine it was good experience that you can take to this, but also it seems like let you know, no, I want to be in baseball. Like it helped you see the path that you wanted to take.
Exactly. I mean, I kind of wanted to – check out all the options. I grew up playing baseball, hockey, and football. So those are my three kind of main areas. I played college football. And after I had to hang it up because of injuries, I decided sports was the career. That was the path. And I started in baseball, really enjoyed it. But coming back from Charleston, I kind of wanted to see all the options. And that's why I went into soccer. Absolutely loved what I did, loved the staff that I worked with. But it just felt like baseball was a sport I knew. I knew how to work in it. And I just love working in baseball.
That experience you had on the other side of things in the same division, but a different side of things you mentioned with another team, that information as well and that experience is probably going to be really helpful going into this job.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I got to attend the Northwoods League meetings this past October and seeing all the people I knew from across the league, our old bosses, our old interns that we worked with that are with other teams, it kind of reminded me where I started my career, why I loved this job, why I love this league. And it's bringing a lot of the past into the future. And the good news about the different areas I've been in my career, I'm trying to bring as much from these different teams to Wisconsin Rapids, especially the fan experience side.
And I think another noteworthy thing about this, too, is the position that you're in, not only because of what it entails, but locals will know that position has been a springboard for many people in the Raptors community and in the baseball community, man. So it's a great spot to have, and we have got a great person in there. Looking forward to hanging out with you and getting to know you more, Jake. And thanks so much for joining us, man. That's great.
I'm excited to be here, man.
Connor, marketing media manager with our Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Can you tell us a little bit about you, man?
Yeah, so I went to the University of Northwestern in Minnesota, so we're both Minnesota guys, a little bit in enemy territory here, but that's okay.
I can relate to that, yeah. Trust me.
So I went to what I believe is a fantastic broadcasting school. I actually went there to be in radio initially, and you know, eventually ended up falling in love more with the production side of things. And so I went to, like Jake said, went to Wilmer, learned a lot there in that internship. Met a lot of fantastic people, and you talk about relationships and how you grow in the grind of baseball. A year and a half later, me and Jake ended up being at a wedding together. He was my best man at my wedding. So like that just kind of shows if you dedicate yourself to a team and work, you know, in close quarters, long hours with people, you develop those relationships so quickly. And that's one of the things I love about this industry. But I graduated college and I kind of just did everything for a while. Started out doing production assistant work with a news station, and then eventually jumped over to a video editing internship where I learned a lot about the production side that way. And then I was kind of a freelancer for a while. I worked for concerts. I worked for a broadcast team in Eagan doing their high school sports. Did play-by-play for a few sports, and I kind of did that for a while, realized I wanted kind of a more, you know, full-time opportunity. And then Jake let me know that there was an opportunity here. And it was a position that wasn't a full-time position here or hadn't been for a while. And so I loved the challenge of it. And I wanted to come here and make our broadcast hopefully best in the league. So I came here and that's where we are now.
Thank you for that, Connor. Appreciate that. I second so much of what you've said throughout all that. And one thing that really stands out to me, and it kind of stands out really with both of you guys, but it's something that I've been acting since I was a kid, and I teach acting a bit. And one of the main things I tell my students is work behind the scenes. Work behind the scenes, take a job working props, taking a job, you know, doing some of these other things, because it'll make you that much better on the stage. You really don't know how to do a job, I think, until you see all the jobs around it, almost whatever we're talking about in life. If you're a clerk, getting behind the scenes and stocking shelves a little bit, like all of these jobs, they really do help you get better at what you're doing in front. So the idea of pulling from these different worlds and having experience in some other things, I feel like can only make you stronger at what you're doing here creatively. Also, well, just as far as your brain and the tech, knowing it better.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's going to be really beneficial for me because we've got a lot of interns coming in that we're really excited for. A lot of guys and girls that are here ready to work hard for us. And I think that'll be beneficial because pretty much every job that they're coming and doing that I'm going to be kind of in charge of and overseeing, I've done before. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's easy to overlook one side when you haven't done it before or don't really understand their perspective of it. And so, you know, and that's kind of something that we want to preach to these interns as well, is like, hey, I want you to look at what this person's doing watch what they're doing, understand what they're doing, and ask questions so that you can be on the same page with those people and work kind of as a cohesive machine throughout the season. And we're going to be making sure everyone's doing everything, because, I mean, that's what we're going to be doing too. You know, this is not a kind of league where you stick to your one lane and just do that for an entire summer. You are there to jump in when someone needs help. And I think that's something that's so great about this league.
Well said. And somebody who used to sit in that chair over there in that position, Andy Francis, him and I used to talk about this a lot. Well, so much of us, and I mean, I do that. I grew up in a sports family. My dad was a minor league athlete in hockey and boxing. And I know that grind pretty well from seeing it from his perspective quite a bit. We get caught up, including myself, in the wins and losses so much. But the whole one thing that stands out to me about our Rafters, just like our River Kings, we can't lose. This team cannot lose. The whole, such a major point of all this is building people up, building these young athletes up, giving them an opportunity to have scouts or somebody else see them that may not have otherwise, and they move on to the next level, whatever that might be. While we're looking, we just got you guys, we're not looking to lose you anytime soon. It's a very similar thing with these interns, as you guys know better than most, being former interns. So much of the Northwoods League and the Rafters is building people up and giving and empowering people. And giving them a hand up, they stand up, and so many of those things. It's such a cool thing to be a part of and to see, along with, of course, the wins and all that and all the excitement of baseball and everything. And man, just talking about this, I'm getting excited now. I want to grab my mitt. Let's go ahead and dive right into the season and starting to talk things. And really to kick things off is our Hot Stove event, which is back. This is fantastic. The Hot Stove event going to be at the Hotel Mead January 18th. Guys, what is standing out to you about this? Your first real Hot Stove with us.
I mean, I'm very excited to just be able to talk with our fan base, talk with all our partners, and get them as excited for 2025 as we are. We have some great guests that are joining us. We have our new manager, Thomas Ziglowski. You'll know him as Ziggy. Coach Ziggy will be at the helm this year. We have hitting coach from the 2016 Northwoods League champion team, Devin DeYoung, coming out. He's very excited to get back to Wisconsin Rapids, see some familiar faces, and talk about the team. But overall, we're excited to be able to build this hype, because 2025 feels different in the front office. There's an excitement. It's palpable between the ownership, between our front office, our fans, our partners. Everyone's excited, and we're excited to kind of push this season, the hype, what we're planning on doing to you guys. That's kind of the main idea behind this event, and I'm just excited to talk with some people about baseball. That's the biggest thing.
Connor, what are you looking forward to?
You know, I like what you were talking about earlier. I was blown away by this fan base. You know, I've only been here for a couple months now, but just everyone that walks into that office is excited about the season for more reasons than just I want to watch a winning team. And we do feel good that it's going to be a winning team this year. Ziggy's put together a great squad. But, I mean, we've got people come in. I mean, we have multiple people that came in and just gave the front office gifts for Christmas. And just, like, how much this team cares about everything involved in the organization, how excited they got commenting on the intern, you know, introduction posts and player posts and working on the social media side. It's great to see the interaction. And so being able to meet everyone face-to-face and put on a cool show for them, show everything we have in store for the season, is going to be really fun.
It's not every day, too, that a team that's been so established, won a championship, and a familiar story for our community for a long time, can look and feel so new. And we have that going for us in this 2025 season. I talk to listeners all the time. I talk to people in the community all the time about this. And especially as we get closer to spring and the Rafters come up more and more. And they're so excited about that. And then you talk about some of these new faces and new family members that we're going to have here with the Rafters and everything. And the excitement just gets palpable. It's just contagious. And it's nothing with anything in the past. Because I talk about this a lot on our show, Playmakers and everything. One of the greatest coaches I've ever seen, Joe Quenneville, for the Chicago Blackhawks, won 3 Stanley Cups with them. at some point that voice just it got old to them. They heard the same thing over and over again. It doesn't matter how great you are at a job. Every once in a while, you need new blood. You need new life into that. You need to breathe something new into it and everything. And I feel like we're very fortunate that we have that going into the 25 season. We've got a lot of new fun things going on with our Rafters, which is pretty exciting for a team that's been so established in this community for so long. Along with some of that new, we will have, of course, some familiar faces with some of the players on the diamond and all of that we're looking forward to. But I did want to touch real quickly on the new field manager and Thomas being brought in and everything. And hopefully get a chance to have him on the air with us and get to drill him like I did you guys and everything and get to know him. I don't feel because I come from a sports family, I'm not there yet to calling him Ziggy. I got to know him. Yeah, I got to meet him a little bit and everything. But everything I've done and read about him, really awesome guy. And what we've been seeing on social media, and encourage everybody to follow the Rafters on social media, you'll see some of what I'm talking about here. This is a guy who's ready to go. He wants to play today. Forget about there being snow on the diamond. He wants to get out there right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can speak for, you know, I haven't met him in person yet, and yet, like, I already love him. Like, just texting back and forth with him, he's been giving me so much information on the guys, and what you'll see throughout the course of the season is that he selected these guys not just because of what they can do on the field, because they're going to be fantastic on the field, but they care about developing themselves. And he also wants to focus on getting players here that are willing to do all the work. And as well as, you're going to see a lot of fan interaction, a lot of exciting stuff. Ziggy wants to put these players out in the community, you know, have them get to know people. There's just going to be a lot more of that than we've seen in previous years. He's so pumped about this team. And it's really cool because he's been tagging us on social media, and he has just been posting story after story, highlights of all these players, every single one with, like, uplifting and hyped up comments about how they're going to make this team better. He loves these guys already, even guys he hasn't necessarily, you know, coached before. And so we'll see that out of the returning players, Jake Bouchain's going to be back. Tristan Krusenberry is going to be back. Matthew Hurd. I think there's seven total that are going to be coming back. And so he's so pumped about these players. You're going to be pumped about the players. And you're going to love him at the helm this season.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, I was just going to kind of follow up on that because I'm also big sports guy too. So when I heard our GM and our owners calling him Ziggy, I'm like, I can't do that as well. I haven't met the guy. I got to sit into his interview for the field manager position. He immediately became Ziggy to me, and I wanted to start the season that day because he had such a way of talking to us about what he was going to deliver on the field as well as off the field. Like Connor said, we have an amazing roster coming in, but he's not just picking guys based off stats, based off what they can do. He wants good people on this team too, and his big thing is the community of Wisconsin Rapids needs a team to rally around, especially we got the River Kings during the winter, but we need a good team in the summer, and we need to be out in that community giving back because you guys give so much to us. He's going to be focusing on getting players out to talk with fans, talk with the host families, talk with sponsors. We're going to be doing a lot more in the community this summer, and we're excited to kind of talk about that as we get rolling. But he is very excited to be at the helm and to just be in this environment. He called us and told us he wants to come to Hot Stove because he can't wait to be in Wisconsin Rapids.
It really says something, not only about him as a person, but the kind of team that we can look forward to. You know, every year the Northwoods League, like divisions like ours and everything, it changes. And these players come and go, and some have college, some don't, some and all that. But one thing that has stayed consistent with our Rafters is the type of player that is brought in. And yeah, they got a good batting average or a good ERA and those things, but it's their character of these guys, player after player after player. We just have such good character people being brought into the community. And Thomas is one of those. And being that himself, I can only see him bringing in great players. So yes, they're going to be talented and have a good fielding percentage or what have you, but they're going to be character people too. And that's something that you can get behind, win or lose. Yeah, it really can enjoy.
Exactly. I mean, that's kind of the big thing we look at as a front office too when we're talking to these players about reposting on social media, what they need from us, what we need from them. We're kind of feeling that kind of vibe that these are good people coming to Wisconsin Rapids to give a good environment. And also on the intern staff side, we're trying to get the same thing of good people coming to do good work for these people. And we're very excited about everyone we're bringing in this summer.
We're speaking with Jake and Connor from your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. And guys, let's touch on the schedule a little bit before we let you go. Home opener, May 26th. Mark it on your calendars right now. May 26th, Green Bay Rockers at 6:35. A team that we played many, many times over the years and always had good series against. That's a great way to kick off the season.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Green Bay always gives us a little fun run, but we're excited to have the home opener on Northwoods League opening day. We were very excited getting the schedule back, seeing that as a part of it. But more importantly, we just want to see as many people there to kind of hone in the 2025 season and get us started on a good note.
We got a 4th of July game. It just goes so hand-in-hand with baseball, 4th of July baseball does. We're going to take on Lakeshore Chinooks at 3:05 on that game. I imagine there will be some fireworks involved in some things.
Oh, hopefully there's a lot of fireworks on the field, but we're hoping to make a big event of that day and kind of work with the city to try and co-op all of the events going on that day so we can start it off with a good baseball game and end it off with a good fireworks show.
And we're certainly going to have plenty of not only great games this season, but different things that are going to be associated with these games and special events with them. I'll be having Jake and Connor on throughout the season to talk about those as we get closer to them and everything. But really looking forward to it. One thing you can do right now, though, is check out this schedule and get those tickets, guys. And get those tickets right now.
Yeah, we are right in the middle of season ticket packages and group packages right now. You give us a call. Stop into the front office. We love chatting with our fans about the season, about ticket packages, about anything Rafters baseball or Wisconsin Rapids in general. Make sure to stop by and get your packages now. It'll be cheaper to get these ones than getting those single game tickets, but stop on down. We love talking with everyone.
Yeah, and I would also say that's another reason to attend Hot Stove. Speaking on those promotions, we're going to be giving some sneak peeks, some exciting looks at things we're doing this season, as well as introducing the players and interns a little more in a more personal way. So another reason to attend Hot Stove.
We will meet you there. Get your tickets and more at northwoodsleague.com. And again, the 2025 Hot Stove with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters coming up January 18th at the Hotel Mead from 6 to 9. Guys, thank you so much. Great first run here. This is great. Now get used to it because you're going to be coming in a lot. So
we're excited to be back.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Again, northwoodsleague.com is where you can find out more information. And be sure to follow your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters all over social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the things the team is doing. And a fun season ahead, everybody. Got warmer already. Looking forward to talking baseball with these guys and more throughout the whole season. We'll be covering, of course, your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters throughout the whole season as every home game, every pitch, every win, every Rafter baseball game right here at WFHR. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you throughout the week right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, we are locally grown radio.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you tell
us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday, we'll talk about Wisconsin agricultural tourism. It's a big growing industry with planning underway for this year that includes a big old corn maze challenge.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all. In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name 1 year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, the National Weather Service has issued a particularly dangerous situation red flag warning for parts of Los Angeles County as well as nearby Ventura County through Wednesday in preparation of powerful wind gusts. LA Fire Department Chief Kristen Crowley.
We are not in the clear as of yet, and we must not let our guard down.
President Biden says his stewardship of American foreign policy has left the U.S. safer and economically more secure. CBS's Natalie Brand.
President Biden defended his approach to support Ukraine with more than $65 billion in military aid to fight Russia. And he touted stronger relationships with NATO allies.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis outlines plans to call a special session of the state legislature on January 27th to help enforce President-elect Donald Trump's immigration efforts.
Policy changes that are going to be instituted on day one, particularly with respect to illegal immigration and major, major executive orders.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday.